Well, it is good to be talking with everyone today. This is Jeff, and I have my lovely co-host with me today. You haven't been with me on every podcast because you have been so busy with so many other things you got going on in life.
We say that all the time. I've missed being with you the last couple times, but I'm
But seriously, you are very busy. I mean, you've got a lot going on. I know that you don't think that you are.
Oh, no, I know I've been busy.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you how busy I've been. My daughter just had a baby, my second daughter. Two of my daughters have had babies, but my second daughter most recently had her second baby. And I told her I would come and help her for the day. And I drove down there, and I've been just, there's been a lot going on. And I got there, and she put her oldest down for a nap, and she had me hold the brand new baby. And she was going to go out. She was doing something in her bedroom. And I sat in that quiet house with that three-year-old sleeping, and I'm holding a brand new baby, and I thought, I can't stay awake. But I couldn't fall asleep.
Because of everything you had going on and everything else, yes.
So I legitimately took 20 minutes and went and sat out in my car and took a nap.
This is after, so you gave the child back.
Yes, after I gave the child. It was later in the afternoon, and it wasn't time to leave yet. I wanted to stay and help, but I was like, I can't stay awake. I just need 20 minutes to rest. So yes, I've been busy.
Yes, you have. Well, we have some exciting news, something that has been in the works for many, many years that we are going to share with you today. But we're going to walk down a little bit of history's path in order to share this news with you. We're excited about it. We're excited about what it can mean. And so with that, what do we say now?
Here we go.
What is streaking and why should you do it?
Streaking is how you set up personal winning streaks. Look at who you want to be and what you need to do to become that person. This is streaking.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Jamie.
And we are streakers. Through 30 years of marriage and 7 children, we have learned the power of consecutive consistency or streaking.
To start streaking is simple. You just follow these 3 laws. Make it laughably simple. Keep a record and join the streaking community.
Streaking is your hidden superpower. With it, you will consistently progress and grow in whatever area of life you want.
In this podcast, Jeff and I will share all the fun, exciting, serious, solemn, wonderful parts of family, spiritual, professional, and personal life, and how streaking powers it all.
So join us in the conversation, join the movement, and start streaking today.
Okay, actually, so this has been something that since the very beginning of our streaking journey, and I guess I should say that differently, since the very beginning of the writing of the book,
yeah,
we have asked ourselves, the big question was, what should we title the book? And we were always asking the question about, is streaking the right name? Because of the obvious, anyone who knows what the other...
Well, we know that streaking is running across a football field naked.
Yes.
And we knew that we would be competing with that. However, streaking seemed to fit so nicely what it was that we were trying to accomplish. It's like, can we appropriate the streaking name and change its definition to something that is meaningful in all of our lives?
And because the word streaking so accurately, from our perspective, defined what we were doing, right, in the sense of our definition of it. But we have asked, and I say we, but I know me personally, I have asked myself this question again and again and again. Is streaking the right name for what we want to do? And can we change the definition in other people's minds?
Because you had mentioned that was something that you wanted to do, is change on several of the podcasts that you and I have been on, guests on. I'm going to change the definition of streaking all over the world so that the first thing that people think about is being consistent in your life, having winning streaks, and so forth.
Yes.
That's where you were. And I pushed for the name streaking because I thought it would be an eye catcher. And it is true. There are podcasts that invited us on because specifically of the name, that
streaking.
And they're like, okay, what is this about? Because everyone knows the other definition, which that's what. So they're like, okay, this can't be what this couple is talking about.
Exactly. In the same way that my attention was caught when I very first read the article of couple streak running. And I was like, okay,
interestingly, though, in that article, now 8-9 years ago when you read it, It never said streaking.
No, it didn't.
It just said that they were streak running. And they never called them streakers.
Nope.
So we took the name Streaking. We put it on the book. We titled the app Streaky. We have, which this is going to change, actually, it changes now, the Streaking Podcast. And also, all of our handles on social media were Streaking. And we have a great app. And we have a great team that has been developing the app. One of those team members, Talon, came to us and said, you know, and this is just recently, this just happened. He said, I'm wondering why we're not getting more of registered users. Because right now, in the app, we have about 27,000 registered users or more. And we add users every single night. And he said, I noticed something that would happen when I was typing in our name into the App Store. He said, I would go to S-T-R-E-A-K, but ING would never come up. Our app would never come up unless you typed in the full name.
No autofill, no.
No, because when you start an STR, a lot of times Streaks will come up, which is one of the competitor apps that's out there, or habit trackers or productivity trackers or any of those things. And so this led him to ask the question, what's happening? And so he did some research. And he found that in algorithms, there is something that is called shadow ban, which basically, when any word approaches a word that can mean something that's either derogatory or presents immoral, something that would bring up, say, pornography or something like that, that the algorithms, and rightly so, in order to keep people out of some of those other areas, does not complete or autofill what the name is. And so we started to talk about this. And we got into it because we're into the journey now, 8 years as far as having Streaks in our life. And also with the app is turning basically, well, it's a year and a half old from where I count it. I mean, it's a little bit before that.
The book is 4 years. I feel like the book is 4 years and the app is 2 years.
Yeah, the book is turning 4 years old this year. And then it's 3 years old. Yeah,
it's three.
It's 3 years old. But so we started to talk about it and we started to get into it. And I love this because Jamie, all along, she's smiling.
Bigly smiling. I'm smiling broadly.
Because at the very beginning, she was the one that was most uncomfortable with the name Streaking. I pushed a little bit. She graciously relented and went along with it.
I saw the value of it being, because the questions we've had a lot is, it has a stickiness to it. Streaking the name. It has, do you remember it? It has the curiosity factor. And that is something that is important with all the words and options and things that are out there, to have something that catches people's attention. Mm-hmm. And Streaking did that.
Yeah.
It still does.
It still does. However, because of the algorithms that are out there that shadow ban, what Talon calls it, some of these names, that's almost a dead squirrel. Sorry. Ooh. Missed him. He made it. He's alive.
Squirrel made it across the road.
But
because of the shadow ban, we've revisited it.
We revisited it, and we made a decision this week that we're going to let go of the name Streaking.
I would say that a little different.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like we're letting go completely of the name Streaking, in the sense that I think our company will still be called Streaking.
Our company is going to be, because it's really a pain to retitle the entire company, but...
And I feel like, so here's what I want to explain, is that you guys came in with a couple options of possibilities that we could change to.
Yep.
And there was one option that just immediately, because you came in and you said,
what if we had
change
it to iStreak?
We also had Streaking. What if we had
Streaking, that's right. Yeah, what if we had Streaking?
But the option that you gave me, the one that we're changing into. I knew immediately where I wanted to go.
And what was it about it that, we'll tell the name in just a second, but what was it about it that caught your attention right away? If you could describe it without actually saying the name.
I don't know if I can.
Well, then just give it to them.
Okay. So the new app is going to be called My Streaks. And the reason that I loved it right out of the shoot is that in the last little while, when we first started talking about streaking and having streaks, we had to spend a lot of time explaining, like a winning streak. We would always say, these are setting streaks, like personal winning streaks, like what you see in sports, but for your personal life. And because the only streaks that were out there that were well known were sports streaks.
In fact, the whole
book, sports streak.
A lot of the book is about sports streaks because those were the streaks that we could reference at the time. And in the time that we've, since the time we've written the book and also introduced the app, there's been a real
recognition
of, and I think
Snapchat was the very first app that I know of to include a streak in the app.
I think it's the first really prominent.
The really prominent one.
I don't know if it's actually the first app, but it's very prominent.
You're right. We'd have to research that. But it was interesting because a lot of people kind of laughed at this. Not people. Certain generational people would laugh at the Snapchat streak because it didn't seem to have a purpose. But yet, a lot of teenagers that were using Snapchat were very driven by the streak. They would do all kinds of things to be able to keep the streak alive.
Like, I'm going off to camp. I can't have my phone with me. Will you log into my account?
Yes, I'm giving my phone to a friend.
Make sure that we keep the streak alive.
Yeah.
I mean, to go to that length is quite significant. And it's something that I think we didn't recognize consciously, but we recognized in a subconscious way that there is a lot of power in a streak. And what if we could use it to change our lives
right,
in real and significant ways?
In the last little while, we've recognized, and marketing has recognized, the power of a streak. So now you're seeing a lot more apps that include a streak in their app. That's part of the Duolingo is one of the most common, prominent one
as far as keep your streak alive.
Peloton,
another one. And look at both of those. Look at, so you've got the streak of Peloton, which is physical fitness. You've got the streak of Duolingo, which is language learning or being a continuous learner. You've got Headway, which is a knowledge and reading streak. And these are all streaks that we have in one way or another.
Yes.
Where we started was with run or walk at least 1 mile every day, a physical streak. And why the streak, though? Why is it that all of these organizations now are taking and putting these streaks?
Because they're recognizing that it works.
Yeah.
It works for people to continue to be, it helps people be consistent.
Yeah, because consistency is really where growth comes. And especially when you're pointed in the direction you want to be or that you need to be, consistency then plays a significant role. And a streak helps activate the gaming centers inside of yourself in order to keep that consistency alive.
There's also a lot of research that talks about the difference between small amounts of something consistently compared to great amounts of something inconsistently.
Yeah.
And that the rate of growth is consistently better,
right,
when you have small amounts done consistently over time,
yeah,
versus large amounts done in spurts.
Yeah. So the marketing
has recognized that,
yes,
if people will, so Duolingo, you're going to retain what you're learning. You're going to learn a language faster and more ingrained if you do a little bit every day. Better than you are if once a month you do it for 2 hours.
Yep. So with the advent of so many apps using streaks, what we realized is that the app that we offer to everyone is a place where you can have all of your streaks in one place. Because here's the other thing that we recognized. If you go to Duolingo, there's only one streak that you have there, and that's your language learning streak. And they set the terms for what that streak is. You have to open the Duolingo app, and I don't know if there's a certain amount of time that you have to do it, but that is maybe complete a lesson, something like that. I don't know. But that is their terms and what they require for you to keep their streak alive. However, what we recognize is that your streaks or my streaks are mine. And I want the central hub where all of my streaks can exist, where not just the Duolingo streak can exist, but also my physical fitness streaks, my learning streaks, my spiritual streaks. In other words, the whole person. I can have all the activities that I do in order to improve or to become who I want to be in one central hub. So you can have all of those apps and then keep your streak inside of the My Streaks app, which is what what it will be called now is My Streaks.
My Streaks. And so the instant that they said My Streaks, for me, it totally brought together what I had envisioned wanting the app to be, which is a place where I can keep all of these areas that I'm wanting to improve on and have a lot more control over what it looks like. So for example, recently I've been considering restructuring my streaks to have them instead of in folders based on, like right now I have a folder based on being a good mom and a folder based on being a continuous learner and a folder based on these are my physical streaks. And that's worked great. But recently I've really started to recognize how streaking kind of formulates my day. The streaks that I have formulate how I'm going to do my day. And there's streaks that I really would like to have be my morning streaks. Like these are my morning streaks. So I would love to be able to set up my day and say, oh, these are my streaks that I really want to get done in the morning because they help me set the mood for how I want my day to go. These are my streaks that I want to recognize in the middle of the afternoon. How am I doing on my water? How am I just different? And then these are my streaks that how I end my day. The point of this is saying in my streaks, I have the ability to curate and place those streaks how I want them to be done. And I have the ability to change them as my life changes, as my circumstance changes, as I get better at some things and want to and can put them in a different category, or if I want to retire my streaks, all of that now is in one central place, my streaks.
Your hub.
My hub.
Yep.
And I appreciate the streaks that are on those other apps that I use. However, I have had frustration sometimes when they reset a streak because I didn't get it done before midnight.
In their allotted time.
But I know that I've kept that streak alive.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing that my streaks continues to allow is for you to decide how strict you're going to be on your streak, how
right.
the timing of it. And so I envision, obviously, there is a huge amount of power behind having a streak, behind having something that says, I continue to do this every single day. And I love that we're now going to be the place where you can have all of that in one place.
So the other part of this is we no longer have to worry about explaining streaking. In other words, taking people's minds to where, no, it's not that type of streaking, to my streaks. Once you mentioned my streaks, everyone knows what that is now. And that's because it's been made popular through all of these different apps. What we were finding is that there was this block that was in the way of us being able to get to the real power of a streak by the name itself. So where the name was contributing before streaking, and we'll probably refer to streaking more in the context of the verb,
yes,
what I'm actually doing, rather than the name of the company or the book or the name of the app or any of those things. But my streaks, when I start to talk about my streaks, that's one of the areas where I can do it without shame. Because that was something else that came about. I mean, if you are a God-fearing person and someone who wants to be on the up and up with everyone. It's really hard to say, oh, I've been streaking, without getting a little flush in the face until you've gotten used to it. And that's one of the things that through time, you and I have just really gotten used to the name, and therefore it doesn't really impact us anymore. But anytime we say it to anyone that hasn't ever been introduced to it, it's immediate flush in the face, embarrassed smile, you know, looking at it and saying, are you really that?
I feel like I'd used this analogy a few minutes ago that we were on a certain road, and at the time, that was the road we needed to be on, in the sense of streaking and calling it streaking and having that.
When you say you used a few minutes, you mean in preparation for the podcast?
Yes, when we were talking earlier.
Yeah. We're on a road.
We're on a road, and streaking was that road. Like we, because I look back and I'm like, we spent a lot of time deciding on that name, and I don't look back and think, wow, we just totally went the wrong direction. Like, right. We did the wrong thing. I look at it like it was what we needed for that time. But when we came in and we're talking about this, and the minute that the option of my streaks became available, my vision of what we were doing became very clear, and the timing was so right.
Yeah.
So totally right. In the sense that I feel like had we tried to have a similar title 2 or 3 years ago, people just wouldn't have understood exactly what we were talking about. But now it's very clear and easy. You're like, oh yeah, you have a streak. I understand what that is.
Yeah.
Because of these apps, other apps that have been utilizing the same methodology. And I love that it's because it works. Like they've recognized this works. That's why we're doing it.
Uh-huh.
People don't put stuff on their app just because.
Right.
Because it works.
It's interesting because for those organizations, they do it to get people to come back to using their app.
Yes.
And that works because there's a little bit of gamification in there. There's something. And plus they're offering something. Duolingo is the example we're using right now, which promotes a learning type atmosphere. So I'm enjoying
it. Snapchat gamified it. Snapchat's most basic purpose was to gamify it.
Yeah.
But honestly, I love that part of it too, that having a streak creates a feeling of fun around it, creates a feeling of competition, creates a feeling
which is one of the reasons in the My Streaks app,
it works.
We're going to have achievements, that's coming. And you see that if you're using the app right now, you know that it's in the bottom down there. Achievements will come, and there'll be other things like challenge streaks, which will come as well. All of those things in effort to add some fun to sometimes what could be mundane.
Right. Things that you have to do again and again and again. So
and things that are there's another principle at play here, which is the difference between urgent and non-urgent. And you've talked a lot about this before as well.
Yeah.
Where a streak gives you urgency where urgency does not inherently exist.
That's really good.
Thanks.
Because I noticed that. And it also gives a deadline. Like, I have a deadline on my streaks. I have a certain period of time each day that I need to do it, which is creating that feeling of urgency of like, oh, I need to get that done. On things that prior to setting a streak around them had zero urgency. They were just something that was important to me. But the urgency was so far down the road because the result of not doing it is years off. Like, I'm not going to really notice the result of not doing it for maybe years.
For example,
vice versa.
Reading a book,
yes. Or
you'll get down and in years be like, I have not completed a book in 2 years.
Because I'm not busy. And I say that, and immediately I think of those people that have no problem reading. They're like, how could you go?
But that's just it, though. That's the beauty of my streaks is they're yours.
They're mine.
Yeah. They're my streaks. They're the ones that I need to help me. And if I have no problem reading a book, I'm not going to have a streak for that.
Right.
However, here's one of the things that I will tell you right away is I think of our daughter who was in law school and set a streak to read, who loves reading.
That's true.
But set a streak to read because law school was taking so much of her time, she didn't want to lose and also wanted to promote that peace that she feels when she reads something that's lighter like a nonfiction or a fiction book.
Right.
And so she set a streak to do it. So there are times in your life where the streaks that you have will help you amidst something else that's occupying the most of your time.
Absolutely. And that's where it's going to be so. I'm so excited that we've changed the name.
Why are we changing the name? So the app is now going to be called My Streaks. The website will be mystreaksapp.com. The name of our podcast will be My Streaks. We'll also have all of our social media channels will change over to My Streaks. And what we hope now is that this takes us out of shadow ban plan and puts us into the forefront of people being able to set up My Streaks as a hub for all of the streaks that they have in their life to make it like Jamie said, where you can have it by time of day, or like you have had it set up and how I have it set up right now, which is
by folders, by categories,
by my who I want to be.
Who I want to be.
It's my B statements or who I am or who I'm striving diligently to be. That's how I have mine set up. What it does, though, is I think back to Chris Dancy. You remember when we had him on the podcast?
All the time. One of my favorite guests. Seriously.
We need to have him back. You know, I need to contact him again and say, Chris, we miss you. We need to have you back.
Chris Dancy, if you don't remember, he was called the most connected man in the world. And it was, the premise of it was, is that he uses technology to connect himself with as much information as possible. And most, what was fascinating for me personally, is that most of the time the information he was connecting himself with was information about himself.
Yeah.
Gathering information about me. I want access to that information. They know things I'm doing. I want to know those same things about myself.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I think about that all the time.
So he said, and this is why we bring him up, is don't allow technology to control you. You control the technology. And that is one of the premises that we've built the My Streaks app on, is that you control how you do your streaks. And what we want to do is facilitate it in such a way that it matches your desire and your aims and your goals. So, for example, one of the areas is the flexibility of when your streak ends.
Yep.
That is set by you, because to Jamie's point, not all streaks end at midnight. There are some people, a lot of people actually, that we have that they say, my streak ends when I go to sleep. Most of them set it for 3 a.m. because it's like I'm usually in bed by 3 a.m. so that will be my deadline. You still set a deadline because you want to have urgency where urgency doesn't inherently exist. And like you said, having that deadline gives you that type of urgency. What I see is the My Streaks app will continue to be that way. However, there is one feature that we've been talking about that's going to be kind of fun. The authenticated streak. We just called it extreme streaking.
Oh, yes. So are you changing it to authenticated?
So the way that it's what we're talking about right now, and by the way, you are hearing this.
This is raw.
Right out of the chute. But when you set up a streak, you can have it where you say, this is a streak that's authenticated, meaning that if you don't mark it in the app by your deadline, you still set the deadline, then it resets to zero. And you, even if you did the activity, you cannot.
So like in MyFitnessPal, where they authenticate the calorie count.
Yes.
So what they're saying is that if this streak has that little icon by it, you can know that this streak was marked every single day and authenticated, that there are no misses, there was no...
Yep, authenticated every
extreme
day.
Extreme streakers extreme, that want to...
Yeah, the extreme streak. It's just you can know, and we'll have a little badge next to it that shows it's authenticated. But again, that's a little bit of a tangent, some of the development that we have coming in the future. What we're striving to do is to make the app work for you, because we have had some people give us feedback that they want an authenticated streak, not one that I can say I did the next day, even though I didn't mark it in the app.
Yeah.
So that's the whole idea. This is the flexibility that you have. And that's why we're calling it My Streaks, because when you pick it up, it's your streaks. But we don't want to call it your streaks because it's not someone else's. It's my streaks. And when I talk about my streaks, they're mine. And it's really interesting how that changes things.
I agree. So there you have it, folks.
That's all you have to say about that.
It's not going to be streaking anymore. They are now
my streaks. What we hope is that will provide you the opportunity to talk about it without having a flush face, a little bit of rosy in the cheeks, a smile that you have to explain something about why you're a streaker. But you could just say, these are my streaks, and my streaks help me become who I want to be. So,
until next time,
keep your streaks alive.
Alrighty. I don't know. Might want to go back to keep streaking.